Hello, welcome to the Friday, October 17th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. In Diaries today, I did a little follow-up on the entire poodle incident. In this case, I focused on logging. One of the questions that keeps coming up is, can I disable a certain cipher or a certain SSL or TLS version? How many people are actually using it? Well, the best way to answer that is actually log what ciphers are being used. And there are a couple different ways to do it. For example, in your web servers, I did note here Apache and Nginx. You have options to log the cipher and the SSL version, or you can do it simple with T-Shark and pull out the SSL version that was negotiated. As an added benefit, you can also then look for anomalies. For example, if you log the user agent and the SSL cipher, you can check if anybody uses an odd cipher for a particular user agent, and then, you know, maybe look for attack tools or such that try to spoof a specific user agent. Also, man-in-the-middle attacks and, of course, downgrade attacks may be detected by looking at what ciphers people are using. Give it a try and let me know how it works. Also, of course, if you have some kind of SIM product, I'm pretty sure in Pro you can do this pretty easily as well. Let me know how it works for you and how you implemented it in your network. And US CERT is warning about emails that use Ebola as a pretense to get users to click on links, run videos, and of course, get infected not with Ebola, but with the latest malware. This is kind of expected. I've seen a couple of these emails. Most of them actually go to some kind of disaster scams and such, so we didn't really cover them yet. Nothing really all that new about it. But I'm pretty sure users will click on it, so if you do have a weekly, monthly or so awareness newsletter, this may be a good example to include. And of course, earlier this week, we had Oracle's critical patch update. We didn't really cover it in detail because of the large number of patches included. I want to point out, however, one interesting issue that hasn't really been patched because it affects Oracle Forms 10G, which is no longer officially supported. The problem, however, is a lot of organizations still use Oracle Forms 10G, and this vulnerability is pretty easy to exploit. It's a remote code execution vulnerability, where essentially all you have to do is add a parameter to the URL with the script you would like to execute. Now, you have to encode it correctly, but there is a proof of concept available, and it opens essentially a remote shell on that system. Now, what you can do is, if you still run 10G, is you can just sort of create a whitelist of the characters that you actually want to have as input, or you could just essentially remove the support for JSP files. But that's not necessarily an option, depending on what you're doing with Oracle Forms 10G. Given that it's likely a legacy application, you may actually not exactly know what's happening. Interestingly, Oracle itself still uses 10G in its e-business suite. And with the October critical patch update, Oracle did apparently release a patch for the e-business suite that does fix this Oracle Forms 10G problem. So that may be an option for you. Overall, of course, it's probably time to just upgrade to version 11. And before I forget, I also want to note that, of course, Oracle also released another update for Java that does fix a critical security issue. So if you're seeing that pop-up happening, definitely upgrade Java. If you haven't seen the pop-up yet, still upgrade Java. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. Next week, I'll actually be in Vegas at Network Security. Hope to meet a couple of you in person. Thanks, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.